had to get it out. We're going to head over to our next segment, which is Life in the Concrete Jungle.
Yes, all right. Sir.
This is our guest section. We want to kick it off with Flower Shock, okay? And I want to kick it off by asking you, what do you do here in the concrete jungle, and how are you doing?
Bruh, I feel like I do so much.
Talk about it.
Like, growing up here has been like, and I always tell people, I'm like, you always know someone's from New York if they always have like that grind about them.
Yes.
And as they get older, they don't want to grind no more.
Yes.
Like, no yes. one wants to do that shit. Because yes. we had to do it so much. But it's like, people that come here, they do that grind. And it's like, so that's why I was fucking with y'all earlier. We were like, yo, I'm trying to get out of this. Like, how do we speed this up?
Facts.
What I'm doing in the concrete jungle is trying to speed this shit up.
Period.
Like, I'm trying to get out of here. Not out of the city, but like, maybe get out of the city for like a bit.
Yeah.
But this is my home. And I definitely love the city. God, it's funny. Growing up in Queens, I hated this shit. Because there was nothing that you could do.
Yeah.
But I'm a big girl now.
Come on.
There's so much to do. I was telling y'all earlier before we started that I started teaching again. So, I mean, I DJ all the time. And, like, I do help people, like, DJ, like, here and there. But now I'm teaching, like, kids.
Okay.
And that's cool because I love them. I love my class. They're really dope. So, all girls school. So, but it's different because there's no boys in there. So, yep. It's really, like, they can just be themselves. Mm-hmm. And they're so talented. So, I think... Dude, that is the one thing right now, and it's big because I was teaching before music production and podcasting, not DJing.
Okay.
But it's interesting how my new role is a teacher.
Yeah.
And it's funny because when I was younger, you know how like those tests in school, like, oh, what are you going to do? Like, what career should you look into?
Facts.
It was always a therapist or a teacher for me, and I'm like... Why the fuck am I helping y'all?
Yeah.
No, look at the stars. But really, as a kid, I was like, ew, no.
Right.
I don't want to help y'all. Yeah. But that's what's happening.
You said, I don't want to help y'all?
I don't want to help y'all.
Yo, it's crazy that you say that because I feel like people who like, low-key, like...
Don't want to get... They don't want to do
something. Are the best.
We the best at helping people.
The best.
Because I do not be wanting to be bothered with people, but I'm so good at helping people.
Because you know that people are individuals already.
Yeah.
You know that they're different. Right. And, like, there's so much... And sometimes when I get upset with people, I have to tell myself, like, this is probably just a moment.
Right.
Yeah. This is not going to happen again. And if it does, it'll probably be very different.
Yes.
And so... Even in those moments, I have to like take a step back and be like, all right, maybe I just need to give them their space. Just like like people probably have to give me like my own space, even if I don't even know it, but that happens. But yeah, teaching, that is interesting because before that I was working in advertising, media advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like how I got into the first teaching gig I had because I was doing content for them and helping them with like marketing and like social media management.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Content management, but you know, needed extra work because it wasn't that much money. So it's like, all right, let me do into teaching. But that was like, I feel like I inherently always doing marketing.
I feel that.
I don't like doing it,
yeah,
but it's something that I'm good at. Yep. I'm starting to notice a pattern. I don't like doing
Listen. The things that we don't like doing, we tend to be good at.
Really good.
They tend to be necessary as well. So it's just just get that shit out the way and then go do something you really want to do.
Yeah. So crazy. So that's it. I mean, like, DJing is fun and it's filling. But again, I feel like that's where a lot of my trust issues come from.
Yeah.
Because it's like when you're out, I don't ever see those people again.
Yeah.
I don't see them ever again. And it's like the love that they show in that moment. Again, it's in that moment.
Yeah.
They don't see me the next day. They don't know where I live. Thank God.
Yep.
but Word. These people don't know me and I don't know them.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, who are my real friends? And honestly, a lot of my friends are also artists. So I don't get to see them as much. And when I do see them is when we're both performing and it's really hard to even do anything because we're like, fuck, kind of working.
Yeah, so, wow.
Yo, life is like always work.
Yeah, no, it is. Life is always work.
And that shit is crazy. It's just like, damn, where do you find time to relax? Where do you find time to like build relationships? Where do you find time?
And that's why I'm tired of the grind.
I'll be weaving that shit in.
Yeah.
I'll be weaving that shit in. But it's so hard because you also need time to rest too. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, damn. I really can't fill up my schedule every fucking week because, yes, like, I need to sleep, nigga.
Yeah. Yes. Hello.
Listen, talk about it. I had off last week because it was, like, winter recess, mm-hmm, and I slept so much. I was supposed to, like, link up with this dude I, like, was talking to on Tinder, and mm-hmm, I, like...
Sorry to that man.
Yeah, no, literally. Like, I haven't even hit him up since. Sorry, but
the realization. Whoops.
Like, no, but it's like it's things like that where it's like, damn, like you're not trying to see me, and I'm like, no, I'm like, I finally have rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and I finally, like, got to sleep.
Yeah,
like,
I got no gigs. Like, I don't really got to do nothing. I'm not preparing. Like, people feel like, I know DJing might seem like the easiest thing, but there's a lot of preparation to get. Yeah, when you, thank you. When you care about it, and I care about it a lot. I care about it so much. Like, you guys have this show. I have my own radio show I do every week.
Yep.
And I, the first year I started doing it, I already knew I wanted to have guests. Mm. I didn't want to do that shit by myself.
Yeah. Facts.
So I'm in year three. And
yes! Like, congrats on that.
Thank you so much. Come
fucking grats on that.
Thank you. It's a long journey, but this is the first year.
Did you know that you're listening to a show on CDN?
CDN, or the Carbon Dioxide Network, is a multimedia nexus delivering content underneath the umbrellas of
current events,
Black and Afro-Latinx culture,
spirituality and motivation,
New York City lifestyle,
storytelling,
movie reviews,
arts and entertainment,
and more. If you have any digital content,
like a podcast, blog, web, or photo series,
that might need a home, look no further.
Here at CDN, we encourage you to get that shit out.
Year where I've had a guest every week consistently,
and I know that shit is hard.
It is hard.
That shit is hard.
It's very hard.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you are referring to Hang Time Radio.
Yes, yep, please. Yeah.
Yep.
And I love it so much. And it's funny because with Hang Time Radio, well, Hang Time in general is something that I started in 2015. Mm. I was a baby when I started it.
Wow.
And I always knew it was gonna be like a lifelong project. Like,
facts.
It's going to be there forever, but I think radio was something that I didn't think I would fall into. I think I kept avoiding it.
Mm.
And it's because the situations that I was in, like when I was in school, like the people I was surrounded with, like while they were talented and they were loving in the moment,
mm-hmm,
that wasn't necessarily like the environment I needed to be in.
Right.
And luckily when like other people graduated, that really showed me like, okay, who are my real ties to, mm-hmm, that place.
Facts.
There are no ties. Mm. So I moved away. And wow, therefore my involvement with radio kind of
dwindled.
Yeah, dwindled. I was still around it. Shit, I became like the media president. I was telling niggas what the fuck to do, low-key. But and it's funny because they gave me that role. They were like, oh, you're graduating this year, right? I'm like, yeah. They're like, all right, you can take the president position. Yeah. They're like, we know how much you want this. I'm like, thank you.
Period.
I'm like, please. Because like, I was the media kid in my like school.
Facts.
And obviously it's like who I am now. Like everything I do in New York City, if it's not radio or if it's like journalism, like writing journalism, like people, I don't write so much for the magazine as much because I had other writers.
Okay.
But then when those writers took a step back, I'm like, fuck, where are my writers? So I'm like, fuck that, I gotta write again. I thought I just was editing. So now I'm back into writing, and like I didn't realize how fun that was.
I was about to say, have you been enjoying that?
No, it's fun. Like I don't like the writing per se, but telling someone else's story is way better than just like trying to come up with a story on its own. But it's great because then I can also plan, like, because when it comes with me, I do a whole thing.
Yeah.
Like the reason why I started a magazine was so that I can have the editorial feel. I wanted to give people that spread.
Yeah.
For real. Yeah. Give them a spread.
Facts.
And so thinking like, oh yeah, like we're gonna have a photo shoot, we're gonna do this. Mm-hmm. Getting the photographers in line, like, oh, you want to do video? Bet. What type of video you want to do? All right, this is a mood board, and I'm talking to the videographer, like, hey, this is what they're looking for. Can you help me reschedule?
It's giving running the empire.
No, for real. And it's like, it's great because it's been a while since I've had that feeling before.
Yeah.
And I used to get upset with people because, like, whenever it would be like, oh, how's Hang Time? I used to think they were being condescending. Because I'm like, bitch, what do you mean, how's Hang Time? What the fuck you mean?
and we're like, fine.
It's working. Right. Like, I'm working. Like, at the end of the day, it's me.
Yeah.
By myself, like, the help that I had and have, like, people come in, come and go out. Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's like, it's all me.
I don't You're the wheel that's always turning.
Yeah.
I was talking to my manager about that shit one time because he was like, yo, there has to always be a wheel turning. I said, nigga, I am the wheel that's always turning.
Period.
I was like, what?
But because of that, it's like you have to find a time to relax.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
And believe it or not, New York City.
Take care of the wheel.
Yeah, New York City, you can definitely relax. Go to the park.
Yeah.
There's
a bunch of ways to
relax.
There's
so many ways to do it.
There's so many ways to do it, and it's only us in our own way of
literally
stopping us.
That's always the case.
You know? I've been redoing The Artist's Way.
I have to read that.
I tried to put you on this.
Yeah, my best friend tried to put me on too.
Come on.
It's one of my favorite books. Like,
same.
This is like the fifth time I'm doing it, and like it's very different. Like,
oh yeah, it's gonna consistently change. Like, I know, the more you grow and change, it's gonna change.
You're right.
I actually think I have a PDF copy.
I can't.
Oh, you need the book. Okay.
Yeah. The book is better.
I agree.
Yeah. And like, I do have my little notebook that I put like do my morning pages in and stuff. Facts. Like that.
Yes.
But that forced me to go on dates with myself again.
The artist dates.
Yeah.
Dating yourself is so fucking important.
It's so important.
Oh my God.
Yes.
And it's funny because there's so many times where I don't realize that I've been going on dates with myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, even doing that and like realizing, I'm like, oh shit, I went on a date with myself and I didn't even realize it.
Love it.
And it's like, no wonder I was in such a great mood that day. Mm. But
I took myself shopping.
We had, for real. And it's like food. Simple ass shit.
Yeah, like.
I will say, actually, since you are like podcast people, mm-hmm. they do have a podcast. There's someone that does. Yeah, so the podcast is better. And there's a week where it's like a reading deprivation. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense to have like a podcast.
Reading deprivation.
Yeah, like you don't read.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like nothing. It was funny because the lady in the podcast, she was like, she was straining so much. She was like, started reading tea bags. I was like, girl, how are you reading tea bags? But it was like, because she really was like, yo, I'm not reading this. So, and it's funny because that week I wasn't reading. I felt so bad. So then I listened to that week's episode. It was like, and this week, remember, we're practicing reading deprivation. I was like, bitch, yes.
Wow.
Yes, reading deprivation.
I was like, I played that well. I forgot that week was
love
that.
It.
But
the synchronicity.
Yeah, literally, synchronicity. Yes. For real, like that book does wonders. And it's funny, like I feel like every part of my journey as an artist has been there. Yeah, every part of my journey.
Ooh, you're making me, I think I'm going to dive in. I'm going to dive back in.
Taking a dive.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's Oof. A great book, but yeah, that's.
Shit, I got some bread. I'm gonna get that book.
Period.
Yes, and it's like it's like a new anniversary too.
Yep.
Oh,
so
say that.
It's like pretty.
Yeah.
Like it's they so had
pretty.
To.
I like a pretty book.
Yeah, they had back orders. Like they just refilled. So they just refilled like the back order. So if you get it, you'll literally get it on time.
Oh, that's lit.
Yeah.
That's lit.
Yeah.
I love it. So. We've got radio rock star, you know, media maven, you know,
teacher.
Okay, doing literally all the things. I also want to dive into a little bit of origin story, but like before I get there, because you did, fuck it, we're here. You did start to tell us a little bit of it, right? You said that your radio track started out with club music, right? Mm. I want you to go into your brain and pinpoint the exact moment that said, yeah, I want to do this.
I think, I don't know. Because, like, there were so many moments. There was a point where I just quit. Mm-hmm. And that's why there was, like, a moment where I, like, didn't know how long I really was DJing. Because I, like, paused. Because I felt like I wasn't any good. But it was just got to keep trying.
Yep.
Keep practicing.
Literally.
I guess when I had, like, guests coming onto my show that were actual club artists. Because, like, on the radio show, I was like having anybody on there.
Okay.
And I kind of do that now. Like I still like inherently, I fucking love music. I love art. I'm a creative at heart. So it's like, I'm always going to like talk to whoever is doing something. Yep. Like if you're doing something, you're doing something for the community, doing something from the heart, you're going to be on a show. But at that time, it was music, theater, dance. Mm. Like it was like all the arts.
Yeah.
Cause I was basically like filling that in. And it was like, I had all these different guests coming in, but then there was a time when I was having club artists come on and I'm like, something's going on here. Something's going on here. Like the energy that I was giving to that, I'm like, huh, this is something that I really like. And then I started doing the blogs, clubjersey.net. That wasn't really a pivotal time, but I will say that was an entryway. I met a lot of club artists that way, whether they like me or not. Mm-hmm. Now they like me, but but they did because of that. Who that entity was, they didn't like me, but then when they realized who the fuck I was,
hello,
they're like, "Oh, this bitch is from here."
Yeah, yes, word,
I'm from here. And I think that really opened the door. Honestly, when people just kept sending me music, that's how I fell in. Because doing the blog, it was like people, like the amount of submissions people kept sending, they were like, oh, check this out, come to this party. Mind you, I was not old enough to go to these parties, but I went anyway. I remember leaving New York to go to Philly one night to go to this party because they wanted me to cover it, take some photos.
It's like 2.5 hours.
I feel like I'm old as fuck because I'm like, whoa.
Listen, that was big for me. And then I had to come back the Friday for class. Like, I was like, wow, I'm living my rock star dream now.
No, literally.
100%. I mean, it's nothing now. Like, when I think about going to Philly, like, for a gig and
I was
because
he was just like, wow. And I was like, nigga,
are you kidding?
I was like, that's 2.5 hours. I would have did that.
That's a bit. Okay. So,
going to the Bronx right now is crazy.
No, exactly. But no, and that's something that I realized with club music as well. Jersey club music. Yeah. Let me be specific.
Yes.
With Jersey club music, a lot of people, they stay in Jersey.
Yeah.
And so a lot of them don't go to Philly. They don't go to New York. And it sucks because a lot of the times they lose out. And a lot of times they think it's like a pick me. I've noticed the conversations.
I've seen the conversations.
Yeah, I don't shy them in because it's like, if you all showed more love to each other, things would be a lot better for everybody.
Hello.
But right now, y'all are like, it's like crabs in a barrel. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all are just like trying to pull each other down to get up to the top.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's why it's not elevated the way that you want it to.
Exactly. No, that's a fact.
And that's something that I learned with that show that I did on the 17th was like understanding that, yes, I am like holding this flag to like push the culture or help to push the culture forward, but I am a fan. Facts. I'm just a fan.
Facts.
The most ties I have to Jersey is my birth certificate. That's really it. Like, I don't have any real like memories of like growing up in Jersey. I never went to a house party in Jersey as a teen.
Mm-hmm.
I went as a semi-adult, semi-adult. I didn't have that.
That's when you're like 19.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, literally, exactly. But like, no, because these people were making music from like 12.
Facts.
So it's like their literal memory is like starting at like taking shit from off the ground and then making something and then playing it for their friends and like in the cafeteria type shit.
Facts, word.
Like, they weren't really going to clubs because again, they're kids too. Right. So like they're like packing out like these halls, these
That's when you make your own type.
Yeah, but situation. Like having like whole ass awards, and that's why they have like the legends and stuff like that because they made it.
Yeah.
They made it something, and that's beautiful.
Creating opportunity.
Exactly, and that's the thing with the gatekeeping.
Yeah, 100%.
When they close it off. And that's when its shit gets cut off. And that's just what I've seen as someone from the outside looking in. Because
nothing can grow that way.
It can't. And I want it to grow. I'm here for y'all. But it's like, if you're not from like the region or you're like playing a certain type of version of it, they're like, oh, that's not really. But it's like, you guys got to give it a chance.
I mean, love you.
Yeah, but I do love all of them. And I personally feel like, I don't know, I never feel like I'm doing enough. But then I realize that there's so much of them. But it's like also realizing like I can help all of you if you all will just give each other a chance.
Period.
Because right now it seems like, oh, I don't want to support them if you're not going to support me. But it's like, why can't I support all of you?
Right.
Like, what the fuck? What do you mean? Facts.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I got to pick and choose.
Yeah. It's weird. But.
It sounds like there needs to be like a little shift in the culture.
There needs to be a shift, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Not right now.
That's real.
And I know there's going to be people saying some shit because of this. I really don't give a fuck.
Period. But, and I love that.
Hey, you'll be all right, baby.
Yeah. Yo, for real. Like,
the New York Dose got you. Hello.
I love, no, because like I love all of them. And I know a lot of them have had issues with me, again, because I'm not from Jersey.
Yeah.
But I'm the only one from New York that will go to Jersey. So it's like,
so what does that say?
Yeah, like of all the people in New York that be playing your tracks, I'm one of the few that actually go over there.
Came out of Seabush.
Right. And it's like, I don't go often as much anymore because, well, I'm older now, so I have a job. Yeah. So I can't really be out there too much. Facts. But when I was younger, I was out there because I had the time to do it.
Right.
Yeah. But now I'm supporting in a different way.
Right.
And this way is bringing you over here. I like, actually, it's funny. Before I got here, I was I like DM'd a couple people to like for like to have them on a show like in April and May.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking, like, hey, like, have you ever, like, played at this radio station? And, like, honestly, I've never, like, left the state. I'm like, bruh, like, what do you mean? What do you mean? So I'm like, it's, like, crazy to think about a lot of these producers, like, as their first time leaving their city.
Yeah.
So, like, 2 hours to Philly doesn't seem like anything. Nice. But for a lot of these people, that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a lot.
Me included.
It's a lot. And I don't understand. Like, I get it. I don't know. I grew up different. And my mom took me out of Jersey for that very reason.
Yeah, like, I'm just a different nigga altogether. I definitely grew up different, like, so.
Yeah.
I can't resonate with that, but I can understand it.
I get it. Yeah. And I told, and that's, again, being, like, someone just understanding people.
Right, right. But literally.
I understand. I love it. I love it. I want to know, last thing. What piece of advice would you give to somebody that is just starting on the same track as you, be it, you know, teacher, DJ, period, trying to, you know, basically start their own empire? What would you say to them?
Probably, yo, just be consistent.
Facts.
And if, even if you feel like things are cohesive or linear, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. That Keep going.
That is so fucking factual. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Consistency is key. And I'm going to just use one example right now. The Tuesday shit, like I've been saying. So boom, I've been dropping these shits. And I wasn't really sure if anybody was listening. So.
Yes.
So like, I wasn't really sure if anybody was listening, but I was just like, yo, you know what? I'm gonna keep doing this shit anyway. And the one that I dropped this week has been like the best reception so far. So I'm just like, yeah.
That's what's up.
Do what she said. Stay consistent.
No, because, and it's like, I think about like when I first started a lot of this shit, if I was consistent back then, who knows where the fuck I'd be right now?
In a crazy place.
Like, and it's like, I don't wanna think about it because that was then and this is now.
Exactly.
But with that being said, be consistent.
Be consistent.
Be consistent. Like, it sucks when you see, like, other people around you who are literally just starting this shit, but because they saw, they had, and this is how I like to think about it. I started really early, so the people that are coming in now have something to look at. They have something to reference. I didn't have anything to reference. I was referencing literal, like, literary magazines. Like, I don't know what the fuck I was looking at, hence why, like, all my shit was all over the place, and I had to figure out how to condense it over time.
Facts.
There was no one there to help me do that. There were people giving their own input. Hey, I think it would be cool to do this. And they left, or like they stopped working with me because they didn't.
Yeah.
That wasn't what they wanted. And also, I feel like people think they understand my vision. People, and it's funny, people did understand my vision and they loved it. But how I wanted to get to my vision, not everybody was on a roll with it.
Right.
Yeah. And that's fine. I'm not going to, and that's something
I'm not
never,
here to twist your arm.
Yeah. Bro. Like, if you don't want to be here, you don't have to be here.
You could dip. I've always been fine with people leaving.
Exactly. Like. And some people, like I said, people come and go literally because it's like, I'm here.
I moved a lot growing up. So, like, making new friends was never
an issue. Like, you know how many schools I had to, like, start over?
Okay. Like, stop it.
Like, please, like, it's fine, y'all. Like, and I feel like I notice a lot of people always feel bad. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, oh, I'm.
Forgot about it.
Yeah, that shit is business is business.
Literally.
We good.
Like, that's good. And that's something I, like, I don't know where this started. I think growing up with artists, everyone in my family is an artist. Everyone,
oh,
like,
wow.
Yeah, my mom's an opera singer.
I feel that.
My aunt's a jazz musician. My grandmother, she, like, was touring with BBCC Wines at some point.
Oh, wow.
Like, everyone does something.
Wow.
Word.
So growing
music
up.
Music definitely be in the blood. That's crazy.
Yes. Yeah. Look, I was looking into the Bible the other day, and, like, some of the, like, because, you know, like, the first, like, sons that Adam and Eve was having. And, like,
facts.
So, like, one of the children's name was Yuval. He was the one that, he was the first musician.
Facts.
Essentially. So I was thinking, I was like, damn. I was like, so are all the late. Musicians from like that lineage?
We children of that.
Hello, right.
We children of that.
And so I was kind of, so I really was like Googling him up and trying to find, it's like, there aren't that many stories, but there are other, like, of course, the Bible
being
the Bible.
That was my first time hearing his name.
No, and it's funny.
He was like, Yuval, and I was like,
no. No, and it's funny because that's something that I never looked at before, but it's always been there. It's literally, I just went back to it.
Because the story of Cain and Abel is just so fucking crazy.
It's literally right after Cain and Abel. Because you know how, like, the murder happens?
Yes.
And then it's like, oh, and this son happened, and then he had a son, and then he married this woman, and they had a son. It's like, but you, so if you like read in between the lines, it's like Yuval was like the first, and he has three different spellings of his name. I'm pronouncing it with the Y because I think that's, I don't know, I feel like that's more appropriate.
That's the same thing with like Yeshua and
exactly. That, so that's what I'm like, I feel like that's more appropriate because the way how they spelt it in like the New Testament was like with a J, and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know about that.
Language things.
Yeah, but I really feel like I don't know, we're some type of ancestors from, like,
I could imagine.
Yeah.
Because why is everyone in my family a musician?
Nah, that's insane. That's dope.
Like, my aunt's a dancer, like, everyone. So it's like, growing up with that, I'm like, I look at it as a business. Mm. I like, and not like because I want to look at it as a business, it's like, these people are working so hard. They, like, this is their 9 to 5.
Yeah. Facts.
And like, when going to other schools, people are like, oh, I want to be an artist. And it's like, why?
Mm.
Why do you want to do art? Why do you want to be a musician? I didn't want to be a musician. Like, I thought it was cool. It was nice to sing. Oh, and I was able to sing. And I was like doing chorus and all this other shit. But it just didn't feel like me.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go to school to help those people. Because I'm like, y'all not making money. Mm. But there's so many of y'all. There's so many of y'all, but y'all not making money. And that's why I like went to school for that. It's so interesting like how that worked out because... Like when I graduated, or like when I became like a DJ full time, my family was like, "Look at you now!"
Period.
And they started laughing. I'm like,
period.
That's like when I dropped my first music video.
They were like, "See, I told you."
Just saying, like, yo, chill. I lost money making that.
No, and like, but and that's the thing. They understand that, and I love that I have a family that does understand that because there are people who don't have that.
100%.
Like, 100%. I can go to my and
that's why I'm grateful for my dad because like my dad gets it.
Yes.
My dad gets
it. My mom is like my best friend. Like I tell her about all the bullshit. Like my mom knows everybody's names.
Wow.
Like when someone does me wrong in the music industry, I tell her.
I feel that.
And then she'd be like, like she'll see their name. She's like, hey, yo, isn't that the person that did this to you?
Like, yo, who we gotta go get? I'll be like, no. We not
I'm
wasting
like, my mom knows all of you. Actually, my mom has met so many of the people that I've worked with.
Word.
Because she comes to my shows. So it's like,
real shit. Okay.
Like, so I'm like, my mom knows your faces.
Right.
But even then she's like, cause she thinks like, she looks at it as a business too. Like going to work, she's like, this is what I have to do. The whole pandemic, keeping your mask on. She gets upset when people don't do that. She's like, I'm losing my money if you don't wear a mask. Mm. Like you need to wear a mask. And I'm like, facts.
Talk about it.
Like that's, you're losing money. Like regardless of like how you feel, like you have to think about the next person.
Yes.
And so that alone was so hard for a lot of people to understand.
I understood that because like I ain't agree with the whole mask shit. Like I never had that shit a day in my life. I was cool the whole time. But if you finna be sitting around me uncomfortable because I don't got a mask on, I'll wear this shit for a little 30 minutes while I'm outside.
Nigga, say a little 30 minutes.
Yeah, like I'll wear this shit for a little 30 minutes while I'm outside or while I'm traveling and in your vicinity and shit like that. Cause like,
well, I think it's crazy you say that because I feel like we've come to the point where people just have to protect themselves.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So it's like, if they have an issue, they can just wear the mask.
100%.
Although at that
because I was protecting myself in a different way. I was like, nigga, my immune system is great. I don't know what
my immune system was trash. I was the person who had to worry about everything. My mom's like, are you good? How is your breathing?
Hell nah.
Like, I got the asthma pump right here.
I was on my vitamins and sea moss and eating healthy, and I was building from the inside out.
Yo, we was all on
sea moss
at that time.
I was selling that shit.
That was the
yo, yeah.
I was selling that shit.
You was fucking, nah, there was you were not the only one. There was people hitting me up with like, yo, I could go to the Bronx. I know I wasn't.
Me and my boy hopped in that damn car. I was whipping up that sea moss, nigga. We had flavors.
Nah, that was the new.
I'll still be backing that shit out.
Because there were so many ways you can use it. You could eat it, put on your face.
Man, I started fucking telling niggas. I was like, yo, bro, I've been putting sea moss in my hair, nigga. My hair is soft as fuck.
Go the fuck off. Nah, that was definitely the new drug. That was definitely the new drug. Love me some sea moss. I lied. Last question
you can
in
ask
this section.
However many questions you have.
Thank you. Please tell us where the name Flower Shark came from.
Oh my god.
Yes.
It's so funny because like it's not even fun anymore because it happened so long ago. But okay. I used to work at Old Navy.
Okay.
And I had this cool shirt from Forever 21, not Old Navy. And it was so cute. It was just sharks. It was blue sharks all over. I still have it. It's so cute.
Yes.
Yeah, I still have it. And this woman came up to me, a customer. She was like, you know, this is a really great shirt. It's so pretty. And I'm like, thank you. Where can I find it? I was like, it's not here. Yeah. And then that's when my manager comes over. And she's like, oh, what are you guys talking about? And I'm like, she's asking about my shirt. And she's like, oh, yeah, where is this shirt? Where can you get it?
Damn.
And I'm like, Forever 21. And then, so she's like upset about that.
Yeah.
And then the woman's like, yeah, well, it is a beautiful shark shirt. And then my manager's like, shark? Those are flowers. And they're like, and then they start getting into it.
No way.
Yeah, no, this woman was blind. They were getting into it because one thought it was sharks, because it was sharks. And the other person just blind and saw flowers.
Wow.
And I told that story to another friend of mine, another DJ who I actually look up to, an idol.
That is my idol.
I call him my dad. But he was like, yo, that should be your DJ name.
Flower shirt.
Because of how shitty the fucking experience was. Because like when I went to his house after that happened.
Okay,
it was like a bunch of producers and DJs linking up to make music.
Yeah.
Like smoke chill, watch like Mortal Kombat.
I love them vibes.
That's about it. Yeah, but like we stepped outside of smoke. He's like, yo, how was your day? I was like, yo, bro. So like tell him
flower shark shirt on.
Yeah. He was like, yo, that could be your name. I was like, nah.
But,
no way.
But y'all.
And then
here we are.
Here we are.
It became that. But it's not, it's so interesting because it's like, it's not like anything interesting.
No, that is so interesting.
Like,
what?
An origin story is interesting, period.
Is that an origin story? It's nice because people do like the name and people, it kind of created a name for itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not
for like its own meaning.
It's like it's a very marketable name.
Yeah, like people
you can
like,
slap that on a shirt. You can slap that on a like, nah,
thinking
real.
About that
but
way.
But like that's just how that's
I was thinking
how
about like my sound. Like so my people think like the flowery aspect is like the more femininity or like things that are more soft, like down tempo, R&B. And then like the shark is like the more aggressive, abrasive stuff.
Yeah.
Or like that's where like the club shit comes in and like, or like the trap. Cause at the time I was playing a lot of trap music. Listen, 2016 was a great time.
And also,
it was a great time for
really
music.
It really was.
And like, you know, to me, you know, that's that story and like, and now the name to me, is a bigger, almost like biblical story about intention versus perception. You
ooh,
know?
Yo, what? Yeah. Oh my God, please stop.
Look, come on, like take that download, baby.
Oh
take
my
that
gosh.
Download.
Yes.
That is the perfect dichotomy of intention versus perception. So that's fucking fuego.
Love it.
I love that.
Thank you.
This is not the end of the show, but I do want to take this time to say, Flower Shark, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence, for honoring us in this moment. And I was very excited for this episode. And
yes, I was excited too.
And thank you.
Is she
thank
lit?
You, thank
I'm
you
glad
so
I made
much.
It today.
Thank you. I'm screaming.
Me
thank
too,
you. I'm
nigga.
Glad to see you. Yeah, this is great.
With that being said, we are going to hop on over to our
next segment.
Ooh. Yes. And
what's that?
This is
Shine a Motherfucking Light.
Okay.
Yes. And this is the time where, you know, if there's anything coming out, anything that you would like to advertise, anything that you'd like to plug in, promote, this is where you do it.
Precisely. So
what are you shining a light on, my brother?
I'm just going to shine a light on a couple of words. I don't even know where the fuck this came from
anymore. We love a good quote.
We love a good quote. I don't know where this came from anymore, but I obviously bumped into something that
said... I've seen this one a lot, too.
You really? Okay. I bumped into something that said, your new life will cost you your old one. Your new life will cost you your old one.
Go through that death, baby.
Go through that death. And for, you know, all of us that love to, like, manifest and pull the different timelines together, you're going to have to let some things go. And in order to achieve that, that new life,
you might have to let
a lot
of things go.
You might have to let everything go. You might have to fucking let everything go to get to that next manifestation. So that really fucking touched me. There's a lot of out-of-pocket phenomenal lines on the new Vultures album by Kanye. And I know there's a lot of people that don't fuck with him, but I don't give a fuck. I have always called him my uncle. I call him Uncle Ye. He's uncle in my head. And on this particular fucking album, he is, I too am a Gemini like him, so I understand a lot of the logic and the thinking and the crazy. I just have mine a lot more contained. But I get it and I understand.
He just needs his meds.
He just needs his meds. You know, baby needs his bottle. And that's fine. But there's a lot of fucking good bars on that fucking album. So I'm gonna leave that at that. And then
also have my Apple Music.
It's we gonna hook it up, and then lastly, but not least, a friend reached out to me and was basically like, "Yo, this girl that we used to work with just hit me up out of the blue and was like, oh my God, God is talking to me. I have to talk to you, right?"
And I don't know how much I trust that.
Okay, so here's the thing. He was on your type of time, right?
Yeah, you know, like the fuck.
And I'd be on different types of time. And so, you know, when he said that to me, you know, he was like, I was like, well, what are you going to do about that? Right. Mm. And he was like, I'm not entertaining that. So I said, okay, fair enough. I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes from one of my favorite movies. One of my favorite movies in the world is Sucker Punch. Right.
Yes.
And
that's your favorite movie?
That is one of my favorite movies. You don't even understand.
I love that movie, but it's a lot. It's a lot to get through. How'd you fall asleep?
It's so much.
I fall asleep on a lot of things.
Okay.
And I feel like I've said this before, but we got to get through that movie together.
I think it's because when I found out that, like,
it's trauma.
No.
Oh, okay. It's just all trauma.
It's literally all trauma. Like the entire thing. But like, isn't she like changing the world?
There's three like different
the
images,
she's
like the imagery of it.
Checking out.
Facts.
She's
so much
out.
Is happening. She has to check out.
Word. Yeah. We have to go through that movie. Yeah.
It's a lot.
I gotta watch that. I gotta watch that movie when I'm like not tired.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I was like, how do you sleep through that?
Yeah, because it's a fucking ride, and it is one of my
like the whole time I'm like.
Smoke that spliff, and I was like,
"Listen, this is before I could smoke, so I was really just like,
you was in it,
because it came out like mid-2000s or something like that.
It's old, it's old movie now,
yeah, it's old.
Like,
I didn't see it till like a year ago, but
nah, okay. it has literally No, it's fine. It has literally been the basis of a lot of like artistic things that I do. Like it has just really changed my timeline in such significant ways. Mm. But one of my favorite quotes from that movie that I sent my friend, Ray, I was like, what did you do with that?
Oh my God, I remember this.
And I said to him, because in some way, shape, or form, I have to get this tattooed because this is how much I talk about this quote. This is how much I love it. But whatever. Anyway, my favorite quote from this movie goes, "You can deny angels exist, convince ourselves they can't be real, but they show up anyway at strange places and at strange times.
Ooh.
They can speak through any character we can imagine. They'll shout through demons if they have to, daring us, challenging us to fight."
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I love that quote so much is because, you know, facts. Y'all know it. One, it's facts. Two, y'all know how much I be playing in the other world. And it's like, there's certain moments in my life when a fucking it can be a friend or it can be a fucking stranger off the street will say something to me, and I can like see the aura around them in that blimp in time.
Oh my God.
And I will know that it is literally one of my angels trying to get a message through. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, it's like the, that happens all
it's
the time.
Wildest fucking thing. It could be the fucking psycho on the train. It can be like somebody in the library. You know what I'm saying?
That's and usually like, how I receive it.
No, literally. Like
the crazy person?
Yeah.
That's outside?
Yeah.
I usually receive it through them. Like I was just chilling at work one day and Shorty walked in and she said, "You're a tree." I said,
"You're grounded."
The fuck?
Are you grounded?
Hell yeah. That's why I was just like, I was like, "You saying some shit right now. You don't even know. Yeah, you don't even know." I was like, "Girl, what you want help with?" Yeah. This is crazy.
You want some ice?
What you want help with? Nah, dead ass. Like, it will really hit, but you really have to be listening in order to catch it.
Yeah, your ears gotta be open.
You gotta be open. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what the fuck that girl has to say to my friend, but I feel like it's some shit and I feel like he need to listen, but that's not for me to impose. I just left him with that quote, right?
Yeah, do what you will with it, right?
The other thing that I do want to say though is that in my, because you know that movie came out a while ago, and within the last year, I discovered another quote from that movie that I really took a favor in liking to. And it's kind of in tandem with that quote, but it says, "Everyone has an angel, a guardian who watches over us. We can't know what form they'll take. One day old man, next day little girl. But don't let appearances fool you. They can be as fierce as any dragon, yet they're not here to fight our battles, but to whisper from our heart, reminding that it's us. It's every one of us who holds power over the world we create."
Facts.
And that just goes in tandem with the previous quote. It's like when you do encounter these people, no matter what form they can be in, it could be a fucking bird, it can be a fucking squirrel, it can be the crazy person, it could be the old lady, the fucking woman on crack, the nigga on fucking Percocet. You know what I'm saying? You don't know who this message is going to come from in what form. However, they're saying they're reminding us of some shit that is already echoing within our own heart that we just needed to come from an outside vessel. So it's like, just take that time. Listen to people around you. You don't have to absorb, but listen. You never know what somebody's talking about. You never know, you know?
Yep. You just got to pick through it, you know what I'm saying? Like, like listening, like, and that's the thing that people like misunderstand is just like when you're listening to people, it doesn't mean that you have to absorb everything like you said.
Yeah.
Like, that whole saying about take shit with a grain of salt.
Yep.
Real thing.
Yep.
I say that like every day.
Yeah, because it's very real.
It's like in every aspect with politicians.
Everything.
Work.
Yep.
Everything.
People, like, is, yo.
Like, I'm real good for, like, taking the pieces that I can use to actually build myself up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I leave the rest.
Yep.
I leave the rest of that shit right where it's at.
Mm. What hits, hits. What doesn't, doesn't. And that's okay. Right. That's A-okay. Flower Shark, do you have anything to shine a light on?
Not words, but okay. As you guys know, I'm a carefree Black girl.
Come on. Come on.
And I will be going to South By again for the third time. It's funny. I think I'm a veteran now.
I love that. South By veteran.
But because last year, and it's like, it sucks because I'm going for a shorter time this year because I don't know how to outdo myself.
Wow.
So like, I'm literally going for this show and then I'm going home.
Period.
But yes, Carefree Black Girl. And we're doing a lot of stuff. So it is Women's History Month. We're going to be at the Rubelade on the 2nd. So, wow, that's Saturday.
I was about to say, you're talking about March 2nd?
Yeah.
But then also, but South By, that's the 15th. But March 2nd, I'm just, the tour is starting for the Carefree Black Girl.
Love that.
It's starting up.
Yeah, that's
and,
all.
And explain the Carefree Black Girl brand.
It's a lifestyle brand. I mean, it's been around for like ever. It's funny. I feel like that's another thing where it's been like a circle back moment. Because when I first got into it, I was their intern, social media intern. I like helped design the website. And then again, stepped away because, you know, life, school, graduation, jobs. And then it's like, oh, hey, I have time. And part of that time was DJing. I was like, I would love to DJ for y'all. And for them, they were like, oh, bitch, yes. Like, the fuck? like you asked. Like, and that's the thing. That's something I want people to know. It's okay to ask for stuff.
Yeah. Yes.
There's a lot of things that I've asked for. And I always thought that I wasn't okay. What's the word? I don't know. I wasn't meant to ask like for
deserving.
It. Yeah. Like, I didn't like I wasn't meant to do it, but obviously I was meant to.
Yeah.
And I knew it because when I asked for it, it was like a smile on my face. Mm. It was like, I would love to DJ for y'all.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, I wonder if they'll let me DJ. But it's like, no, like I'ma do this.
Period.
And then ever since I did that, shit's been up.
Yeah.
Shit has been up.
Moving with conviction does a lot.
It does a lot. And because of that, I love that crew so much. And I feel like that's the first time I've ever felt like myself, going to the point of like trusting yourself.
Mm.
I trust myself when I'm with that crew, or like when I think about that.
Facts.
Being a carefree Black girl.
Mm.
Because that's who I am. And I feel like growing up, I've always trying to figure out what the fuck I wanted to be. People thought I was Dominican, so I'm like, maybe I can't be Dominican. I don't fucking know.
Period.
I don't fucking know. But no, that's really a thing I had. Yo, shout out to all my Dominicanos.
Hello.
Just celebrated Independence Day. Let's go.
Come
but
on.
Nah, like, I really like that's something that I like really delved deep into. And it was like the self love. Because, like, understanding, like, I love myself. I love being Black. I love being a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like me joining, like, that team and being a part of that brand was a perfect time because I knew I was carefree. I was a carefree Black girl. And I just have like such a wonderful time. Like I've like met so many dope rappers because of it. Like the amount of like women, like there's so many talented women. It's ridiculous.
I love it.
Like, that is a fact.
It's so many.
That's a whole fact.
And I feel like great just being around them, even if it's for like a moment.
Yeah.
And I think, and that's honestly the few times where I feel that reciprocation.
Mm.
All the other events, I don't really feel that.
Mm.
With book club, I feel it a little bit more so from the curators as opposed to the party goers.
Yep.
The same with like that. It's more so like the people who I work with that curate it. I fuck with them. I love the people that come to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but again, I don't know when I'll see them again. But with the Carefree Black Girl crew, it's like I'll see them every year. I'll see them on every tweet, every Instagram post, everything. Like, hey, where are you guys doing this? Oh my gosh, here's this. It's literally its own thing.
Yeah.
And like the fact that it like started out as like a cookout and like for Black women to just link up. That's really what it is. It's just a link up.
Wow.
But in that link up, you have vendors, you have food, you have music, like you have basically a one-stop shop for like Black excellence.
It's like a festival situation.
No, like for real. But it's like, it's not like the bouginess.
Right.
Yeah, it's exactly. Like very real.
Yeah.
And that was something that I also had to understand about myself. Cause it's like, I don't know, like I wasn't trying to be white or like, but I feel like we were always told like we have to be acceptable for people around us, like in certain environments.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, you know, talking the language, code switching.
Jinx.
Hey, yes, code switching. Like, and code I don't have switching. To code switch. I don't have to code switch. I will say though that
I used to go too hard about not code switching.
Mm. Oh, and honestly, not working in corporate it's hard for me because I don't switch at all anymore.
Yes.
Yeah, like exactly. That was my thing. Like I wouldn't switch at all. Like, in fact,
before I
might turn the ignorance up a little bit in this bitch. Like, I'm not gonna hold you.
Ooh, let me not. But yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And with them, I can absolutely do that. And it's funny because there's sometimes where I feel like I'm like, oh, I think I'm like, I was being too much of an asshole in this moment, or like maybe I was perceived wrong.
Mm.
And I'm like, bitch, you're a carefree Black girl.
Hello.
You're right. Like, you're so right.
Oh, yeah. Word.
So that's the, I guess that's the plug, because it's like, I know that these next couple of months is going to be dedicated to that. Even if I'm not like at a specific stop, I know that I'll be helping with it.
Yeah.
Like there's some things that I like have on the top of my mind. I'm like, we haven't done a mix yet of like all the new songs that came out from like a lot of the girls.
Yeah.
Like that hasn't, like the last one I did, I think, Was it in summer? Yeah, so it's definitely time.
Come on.
It's definitely time. So yeah, I need to make that. And it's been a lot of, like, I was just listening to, like, Sunday Service by Lotto. And then the Yeah Glow. Oh my God. Yeah,
wait, we are so in sync, because when you were sent, the whole time you were talking, I was just like, damn, Sunday Service by Lotto.
Yes, no, that was so good. In a mix. Yes, I love, yo, that song is so fucking good.
She did that shit.
She did that shit. She and did I was, that shit. I don't know
it's
what.
It's fuck with Lotto.
It's hot.
Yo, I love Lotto. Yeah, I love her so much. I do like, too. Like, she's, first of all, the aunties love Lotto. Like, they really know. Like, if you have it, like, I'm sorry, when you have, like, the aunties, like, rooting for you, like, you know you've made it.
Nah, that's a fact. Yeah. Like, that's a fact.
They, like, my mom was like, yo, I love this girl. The same with Megan Thee Stallion. Like, all the aunties, all the moms, they're like, nah, we fuck with this girl.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm like, I'm just thinking of all the songs that I need to add. I'm like, okay, this needs to happen now.
I love it.
And then there's just some girls that I've just been, like, getting into on my own as well. Because there's, like, there's underground people as well. Yeah, so, yeah, it's like, I need to... Yeah. It's, I love this work because I have to dig deep.
Yeah.
Very much. And I like... traveling with them because I get to go to other cities. I would say the first year I like really toured with them or like went to other cities, I noticed how the rest of the country was living, and I'm like, fuck.
It's real.
And it's crazy because it's like,
it's real.
I stopped thinking about the homelessness here because I realized that it's not just here.
No, this is really
a problem that needs to happen on a federal level. Yeah. Like, this is not okay, guys.
Yeah.
And it's like every time I go there, I'm like, fuck, do I have to see this again? It's like actually with South by, so with Austin, Texas, because we go there twice a year. Well, I don't think this year will be twice because Afrotech is moving.
Okay.
They're doing Houston instead of Austin this year. Nice. But the past couple of times, I went to Austin twice, and it's because I fucking love Austin. I will get a house in Austin.
Really?
Wow. I will get a house in Austin.
Austin's so fucking boring to me.
I don't know. I love it. I don't know. I love the people.
I've never been.
The people are nice.
The queer people there are my people.
Okay.
And like, it's also an easy drive to Houston.
Yeah.
I still haven't gone to Houston. I need to go to Houston.
Oh, Houston, my shit. I fuck with Houston.
The ballroom scene
and
there.
And Dallas, too.
It's different. I want to see it. Because I've seen, like, the ballroom scene. Because I'm in ballroom, too. So I'm like, I really want to experience that. I've seen what the ballroom scene is in Austin. I've seen it in Atlanta. Obviously, here in New York.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I need to see it over there. Because I follow a lot of them. I follow a lot of those people on Instagram. And I see, like, some of the shit. It's funny because they be peeping my shit, too. They're like, yo, where you coming over here?
Okay.
I'm like, look, I'm peeping it. Like, I'm really keeping an eye on it.
Wow.
Because y'all are doing so. Because there's obviously, like, and Houston is very different from Austin.
Yeah.
With Austin, they're a little bit more open to people that are LGBTQ. Where Houston is a little bit more closed off.
Yeah.
So for them to be a little bit more open in a place where they're not as welcoming, I'm like, huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm like, how are y'all doing it? Yeah. They're doing it.
Wow.
They're doing it. But
ain't none to it.
But again, I have to see it from my own eyes.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Because it could just be a night, but it could be a glamorous night.
Yeah.
And I need to go for it. I need to see it.
A glamorous night.
Yeah, it's like, I just got to go. But nah, I'm like, that's really what is at the top of my mind because it's tour season now.
Yeah.
It's tour season.
It is.
I filled up.
Yeah, a lot of work for them. What do you have? I mean, you have the Tuesday.
I was literally about to say, like, that's it. That's it.
I love it.
That's it, nigga.
You don't understand. The last time I saw you perform is at SOBs.
Okay, so
that,
like,
was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a minute ago.
But you did perform there again too. That's
hell
the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. come on.
But so every Tuesday is Tuesday now, you know what I'm saying, where you can expect a cover or a remix from your boy from maybe one of your favorite artists or maybe somebody you don't fucking know at all.
I love that.
So we got that going, and y'all can expect that for most of the year, really, until I start focusing on other things. 777 Side A still out. Mm-hmm. Go stream that. We're working on Side B. It's in the end phases of its mixing, mastering process.
Oh, let's go.
Okay.
Sorry.
right. Period.
So man, there's just gonna be a lot of music happening this year, you know, and a lot of me stepping out of my box, a lot of me doing the work. So I'm looking forward to everything, honestly speaking.
I love it.
Shit is lit. Oh yeah, and I wanna shine a light on my best friend. Buckaroo Raccoon because he's been.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah. Yes. No, you're friends with so many dope artists. It's ridiculous. Like, oh my God.
And I just love, like, it's like, oh, like a character that we know. You know what I mean? Like.
Listen, I'm from New York.
Come on.
Facts. But no, I want to give a shout out to him because he's really been helping me a lot with my musical work. He's also been helping me just as far as, we've both been helping each other as far as character development and just staying on top of each other, making sure that we're making the right decisions for ourselves. So yeah, shout out to him for that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
And I think that means that it is time for our next section, which is Prometheus. We're just going to set a goal for the next week coming up. So whatever it is that you have in mind that you want to get accomplished, you can lay it out here. And I think that I'm going to just go ahead and go first.
Please and thank you.
Because I need to wash my fucking laundry.
Oh, bitch, me too.
All right, we're going there. All right, yes.
Me fucking too.
I need to wash my fucking laundry and clean my room. Like, I know I'm working a lot and shit, and I just want to sleep, but I really need to get that shit together.
You got the tornado going on.
Yeah.
Word, I feel that. All right, I love that.
Best to you, bro.
My promise is, I told myself that I will never take this off the list until I do it. This has been for like...
Oh God, wait, what is it?
This, all right, it's
this
not...
This shit been here for so long.
No, literally, this has been here since like the second episode of this season. But I have been telling myself that I need to restart Duolingo.
You just gonna be reminded every week.
And
yeah, it's nothing crazy, but the crazy thing is that it's been here for so long now.
Nah, for real.
I want to restart Duolingo. I want to do one lesson a day. I have never done it. Let me tell you something. Like, there was this Venezuelan guy that I was supposed to like go out on a date with. That's how this initially started. I was like, I want to be, because he speaks nothing but Spanish. So I was like, I want to be able to talk to him. Never did it. I went to Puerto Rico, right? Like, I went to Puerto Rico. I knew Puerto Rico was coming. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna prepare for Puerto Rico by doing Duolingo. You are. Yeah. You very are. Facts. But you know, I want to speak to the people. How they speak to each other. You know what I'm saying?
But even then, it's like they all have their different dialects.
You're right. You're right.
I'm not helping you. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay. You're giving me grace.
She's like, you just got slammed.
No, you're giving me grace, and I need it, but still, I wanted to be part of the party. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Fucking went to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico came and went. I went there. I'm back, and I still never fucking touched Duolingo. After that, I actually did end up getting lunch with Venezuelan Bay, and we were fucking on the phone translating the whole time.
I thought there was like a comma somewhere in there.
Nah,
I was just like, what?
On the phone, just at the fucking table, just typing and translating and showing. And it was very cute. It was also very funny for my personal movie.
Wow.
Very hysterical.
Yeah, that shit would definitely have me geek.
Oh, it was. We were both just wearing these dumbass smiles because I think we both found it so funny. Yeah. It was like
they got
what
can't talk to
the
you,
fuck?
But
yeah,
you're fucking like, hot though. Like,
yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want to continue this combo.
Like,
whatever this combo is.
So funny. We've established that we're gonna go out at least like once a month now. So
let's go. That's so cute.
It's so cute.
And you can just work on your Spanish while you're there.
Exactly.
That's how I used to work on my Spanish like that with my grandma, nigga.
Mm.
Yeah. Me and my grandma would go to Dunkin' once a week and I would just sit there and eat donuts and drink coffee with her.
And she would talk nothing but Spanish.
Nothing but Spanish. She wouldn't let up. Until we got back to the house, she wasn't speaking no fucking English to me.
But you see, here's the thing though. He is currently in English classes and trying to learn English, right? And I want to learn Spanish. So when we're together, it's like, I want you to speak, but I want you to speak because I need to learn. And so we're kind of in an impasse.
I feel like you're at a great interest. We are. Yeah, because you can play with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's good.
We're going to figure it out. I'm going to figure out life. It's okay. But that's my promise.
Yeah, no, Duolingo.
I'm going to fucking start it. Not tonight because I'm tired. I'm going to start it tomorrow.
Little ESOL dating experience.
Yeah. Motherfuckers.
Listen, that's the best way to learn a language.
How about you, Flower Shark? What is your promise?
My promise is going to be to clean my room.
Facts.
For sure. Because doing this hair means that there's a lot of hair fuzzes all over the place.
I love it.
So I need to clean that.
I love the
for
fuzzies.
Sure. I don't know. That's so big because it's like I do have like a planner where I do plan my week ahead of time. Yeah. It's not Saturday yet, so I'm not thinking about it. But I guess I could think ahead.
I feel that.
Yeah, no, I really try not to. I try to live each day.
Yeah.
Presently. Oh, my God. That's so funny because I said that to someone and this man was like, please don't say that because I'm trying to wife you. I'm like,
oh, okay.
I was like, that's
I don't know if
basic.
I want to like, I don't know if I want to be a wife if I can't be myself.
I don't want to be, right? Like, that's, if that's your bar, I don't want it. Like,
that's your bar, I don't want it. I fucking love that. I love it. I love it. I love it.
But honestly, I'm going to just say clean my room because I feel like the only way that I can have like a clear mind is if my room is clean.
No, literally, literally.
Like,
cause it helps me think better.
Yeah, I'm doing everything from one room again. So it's like.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The quote you said earlier about like the having a new life and like the dead one.
Yes.
I feel like I definitely felt that when I moved into this apartment because when I was seeing my therapist before, he was like, Ebony. Like, if you just leave this apartment, leave the situation, like, you will be able to start anew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I was just, like, holding on for so long. Yeah. And then literally I finally let go. And then, like, all this wonderful stuff started happening. Yeah. I was just like, oh, I just need to let the house go.
Like, we really be blocking ourselves.
No, for real. It is because I wanted that space to myself. And it's like, I sacrificed that space.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm still making do with what I have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good.
It's a greater good. It's a greater good. It's here and there's way more to come. So just know that you did the right.
Thank you. Right. When you said that, I was like, oh, yes, I felt that.
A slay. Come on. And that brings us to the end of our episode.
Get it bound.
Now. Oh my God.
You can find me at DJSJ614 on Instagram.
You can find me at TWO32 on Instagram.
And you can find me at Flower Shark everywhere, FLWRSHRK.
And all of this will be in the show notes per usual. You can find us at the New York Dose. And don't ever forget to stay dope.
Stay dose.
And stay New York.
It's the New York Dose, baby.
Bow. We out here. What I say, it's feeling like a New York day. Pumping to this beat, walking to the subway, and spreading mad love, it's the Brooklyn way. Prospect Park, don't get caught after dark. Yes, this train running to Saratoga, you'll be fine if you do what I told you. Brownsville, never ran, never will. Brownsville, yes, still here, still. What's good? Pop off on my pill, and if you need a dose, then tune in and chill.